have a visitor with us. He's my friend of many, many years, Bishop Boniface Ronje. For those of you that have been with us for quite some time, he ministered to us a while back when we were still at Josie Lane, and he powerfully ministered the word of the Lord to us. Amen. And so we are also privileged to have him. He came this week, and he is moving around, and I'm sure you're going to be blessed. Praise the Lord. And so I would like you to put your hands together and welcome the man of God to the microphone, Bishop Boniface Ronje. Come and minister the word of the Lord to us. Amen. You can stand, please. Make him feel welcome by standing on your feet. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you, Pastor Tony. I've known Tony for a while before he was married, so that can help you to understand what a while means. we were together in Happy Church in Kenya, and so it's an honor for me to be here today and to be able to share the word of God with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think I remember one or two faces that I saw the last time I was here. That is in 2014. And I'm so honored to see that you have been faithful to stand with the man of God and the woman of God. Thank you so much. I think we can take our seats. I have also, being a father, you know, when you are growing old, you always walk with your children. I would like to request some of the people that I invited to come to church with me to stand up. I have Samuel here from Zambia and his friend. We can clap for them. Yeah. And then I have Agnes. Agnes has been my member in Eldoret Happy Church, and that is Rocky, and Monica is seated there. And these ones came here 2013? Yeah, 2013. And that is our mom. Yeah, and they are around here in Arlington. Yes, thank you so much. That is the one standing there is Job and his wife Beatrice. Job, I've known him again for many, many years. He was a youth in our church in Eldoret. And that is his wife, and his children have gone for Sunday school. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. I want to bring greetings from Kenya, and more so from Eldoret Happy Church. They know that I'm this way. I did not sneak out, so they said their greetings. Amen. Kindly go with me to the Word of God in the Bible. In the Old Testament, I would like us to read the book of Zechariah. Zechariah, I don't know when was the last time you read this book. I would like us to go to Zechariah chapter 4. It's not a big chapter. It has only 14 verses. The book of Zechariah chapter 4. Now I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" So I said, "I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it, and on the stand seven lamps with the seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, "What are these, my Lord?" Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it." Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which is can to and fro throughout the old heart." Then I answered and said to him, "What are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and its left?" And I further answered and said to him, "What are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the golden oil drains?" Then he answered me and said, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he said, "These are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth." Father, we are in your presence this afternoon. And we pray, Lord, that our time here will be meaningful because it is in your presence. Father, I pray that our spirit will hear your voice, our bodies will hear your voice, our souls will hear your voice. Because, Lord, we need your light, we need your word, we need your life today. Lord, I call upon you that this time will be anointed, and that, God, you glorify your Son in this moment. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Very loaded, loaded scripture. We are going to break just a few verses. The rest we can handle another time, as God allows us time. Amen. I want to pay attention to verse 5. The angel talked with me, answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with the shouts of grace, grace to it." Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I have a very simple word. You know, when you are ears are mine, you preach simple. When you are much younger, you preach more complicated issues. The Lord has put in my spirit a very simple word for you this morning, and for Tony and for Kathy. Hallelujah. Amen. Your mountain shall become a plain. Hallelujah. Your mountain shall become a plain. Amen. Tell your neighbor, your mountain shall become a plain. Your mountain shall become a plain. Amen. My mountain shall become a plain. Hallelujah. We see the word of God coming to the servant of God, Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel means born in Babylon. Born in Babylon. He is not born in Judah. He is not born in Israel. He is having a history with him. He was born in the land of captivity. That is where he is born. He was born where there was no freedom. And now, this man, Zerubbabel, was among the remnant that have made it to come to the back to the land of Judah. And they came with a great joy. They came with a great excitement because they were witnesses of the doing of God. That the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was able to change history and to bring them out of the land of captivity, out of the land of oppression, out of the land where they are no freedom. And now they were brought back. They had come back to the land of Israel. This was a great team. Zerubbabel is coming from the lineage of David. He is coming from the kingly, family. And he is with the prophet Agai. They have come. They are a team. And there is another person called Joshua, who is coming from the tribe of Harun. The tribe of Levi. He is the high priest. And when they arrived in the land, they came, they were so excited. They had a lot of faith. They said, "We have seen God. He has brought us here. The dangers that we could have experienced on the path, on the way, coming from Babylon, he has overcome them for us. He has fought our way. He has brought us here. We have seen the goodness of God." And when they came to the land, they came to Judah, they came to Jerusalem, they were so excited. And we see they were able to lay the foundation. They laid the foundation. They said, "Let us go for it. Those that need to take the mattocks, those that need to take the tools for the work, let them not be slack. Let them go for it. Let's dig the trenches. Let's measure up and let's go and lay the foundation, because we must build the temple of the great God. God has done it for us. We need to raise an altar for him." And this is Zerubbabel. And the Bible tells us how they came to the land. They dug the trenches. They lifted the stones. But remember, they are building in a place of ruins, because Nebuchadnezzar had overran the land and destroyed the sanctuary, the temple in Jerusalem. As they look at it, as they are walking, they are remembering the previous glory that was there before. But they are excited. They are saying, "We are going somewhere." And we are told how they laid the foundation. But immediately after they laid the foundation, they started realizing it was not going to be easy. They started realizing they didn't have all the resources. They started realizing the enemies were not weak. They were very strong. And when you read other books of this time, if you read the book of Nehemiah, you're going to see the enemies they were facing. There were those men like Sanballat, like Jashum, and all these people. They were rising against these people. Tobias, they started writing letters and appealing to Babylon, appealing to Persia, telling them, "Please, the work in Jerusalem must be stopped." And now Zerubbabel is facing insurmountable opposition. He is facing great mountain before him. But it is at such a time that the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah.
You need the spirit of prophecy for you to build from your ruins and to move forward. I have come to you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. And I have come to say to you that you, your mountain shall become a plain. Your mountain shall become a plain. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is upon Zechariah. And Zechariah is sent to Zerubbabel. And he says to him, Zerubbabel. Hallelujah. Zerubbabel. You could be Zerubbabel in America. You have come all the way from Kenya. And you're trying to say, in Kenya we used to do it like this. It was easy. And you know, it worked like this. But I've come to say to you, it's not because of Kenya. It's because of the Spirit of God. It's because of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 In actual fact, when this word comes to Zerubbabel, he had stopped building. Yes, for 16 years, the work was not going on. And they were having every justification. Who can build under such circumstances? This is impossible. People are not cooperating. If you want to see how people are not cooperating, read the book of Haggai. Because it's a book written the same time. People are saying, are we going to build the temple or are we going to build our own houses? And in the book of Haggai, Haggai is saying, you people, you are going to build your houses. You are living in paneled houses. And you see the state of the house of God. It's time you go to the forest and bring wood that the house may be built. Zerubbabel, Haggai, Joshua, everybody has seen this is a mountain. But the Holy Spirit is coming to say, through his servant, the Lord comes and says, who are you? Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with the shouts of grace, grace to it. Hallelujah. And he says, the hands that laid the foundation of this temple, they will build it. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. I don't know what temple you started to build. You laid your hand to it. I have to say to you, God is saying to you, you will finish. Hallelujah. You will finish. It doesn't matter what difficulties could stand between you and the work you began to do for God. You're gonna finish, because the Bible tells us, the Bible shows clearly how God needs the good work in us and able to complete it. Every work that God began to do in you and with you shall be completed. But it is not by power. It's not by might. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. And the Bible says that Zerubbabel is going to put the capstone on the temple. Now, if you're reading NIV Bible, it will say the headstone. This is like a memorial stone that sometimes we place on the grave of a dead person. And usually we put the date of birth, date of death of that person on that stone. So God is saying, this Zerubbabel, who is so weak, who is so disadvantaged, he is going to put the capstone. Nobody else will do it. He is going to put a memorial stone of when this building began and when the building was completed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said that when you see a mountain, your work is not to look at it. Your work is to speak to the mountain. Sometimes we speak to God and we forget to speak to the mountain. Jesus said, if you will say to the mountain, be uprooted and be planted into the sea, you shall have what you say. Maybe facing a mountain and you're only speaking to God. God is not going to speak to your mountain. It is you that is going to speak to your mountain. Hallelujah. Speak to your mountain. Because when you speak to it, it doesn't matter how great it appears to be, but it shall be uprooted according to your word. May every mountain standing before you be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May every mountain be uprooted. There is no mountain. There can be great mountains, but to the Holy Spirit, there is no greater mountain. There is no great mountain. To men and women of the Spirit, we can uproot every mountain that the devil will try to put on our path. For it is not by power, it is not by might, it is by the Spirit. Your mountain shall become a plain. Your mountain shall become a plain. Hallelujah. Your mountain shall become a plain. May it be a mountain of sickness, it shall become a plain. Hallelujah. You know, you can be given a diagnosis by the doctor, it becomes a mountain. Hallelujah. You wonder, how am I going to climb this mountain? What am I going to do with this diagnosis? Does it mean my life is coming to an end? It may be a mountain, but not before the Spirit. If you are a man of the Spirit, you can uproot every mountain that stands before you. Hallelujah! Why will your mountain become a plain? Why will your mountain become a plain? I want to give you a few reasons, then I stop. In Kenya, we preach for long, but here we preach for less. Hallelujah! Why will your mountain become leveled? Why will your mountain become a plain? And I don't know what mountain you could be having. You could be facing a mountain of your relationships. You could be having a mountain of financial issues clouding you. But I am saying, by the Spirit of God, your mountain will become a plain. Hallelujah. Why will your mountain become a plain. Number one, because you are appointed by God. You are appointed by God. You are not on your own. You are appointed by God. This man, Zerubbabel, he was appointed by God. God knew him. He's coming from Babylon. He is very disadvantaged. But still, he went ahead and chose him and appointed him and said, this is my vessel. This is my tool. I am going to use him. Now, Zerubbabel has been facing challenges and difficulty. He is so discouraged. He is seeing like he shall not make it. That does not nullify God's purpose for his life. God knew him and God knows you. God knew Jeremiah when he was in his mother's womb, and he chose him to be a prophet to the people. Not because he knew how to speak, not because he knew how to do it, but because God, in his own great wisdom and mercy, he decided to choose him. The mountain will not destroy you. The mountain will come down. The mountain will be uprooted. Hallelujah. It will be uprooted. Because you are a God's messenger. Hallelujah. Which military school did David go to? The people who went to military school could not destroy Goliath. But there was one person who was appointed by God. The appointment is what brought disappointment in the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah! May I speak to somebody? Your disappointments are becoming your appointments. Your stumbling blocks are going to become your starting blocks. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Zerubbabel is appointed by God. He's appointed by God. And so, whatever stands before him is standing before God. Amen. The mountain will move, will be uprooted, not because of Zerubbabel, but because of the one that standing behind Zerubbabel. If God be for us, who can be against us? Is God for you? Is God for this church? Then let's go forward. Hallelujah! 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 Why will the mountain become a plain? Why will the mountain become a plain? Because God says he is able to finish what he has started. Hallelujah. Because of God's word, this mountain shall become a plain. Because of God's word, this mountain shall be brought down. God is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. We did not choose ourselves. He chose us. He brought us to his kingdom. We are walking according to his purpose. Therefore, he's going to do what he wanted to do. Hallelujah. Why will this mountain become a plain? This mountain will become a plain because God is your source of supply. Hallelujah. God is your source of supply. Now, if you read this text closely, he's going to talk about the candlestick. And he's going to talk about the olive trees and the olive branches are on the right and on the left. And they are just connected. And there is oil that is flowing. The olive oil that is flowing. That speaks about the Holy Spirit. That speaks about the anointing. The candlestick here is speaking about the nation of Israel. Remember in the New Testament where the candlestick is speaking about the church in the book of Revelation. But now we are seeing the two olive trees. It is speaking about the kingly anointing, which is coming from Zerubbabel, and the priestly anointing, which is coming from Joshua, the son of Jehozadak. But now God is empowering them. God has chosen them. That now, because God is their supply, they are not going to lack. And what God wanted to be done must be accomplished. Must be done. Hallelujah. So if you like, you can say the mountain will be leveled because I'm anointed. Because here, some Bible commentators will talk about the anointed children here, the anointed children. They may be so disadvantaged, but they were anointed. And we see Zachariah is interacting with the angel. He is asking, who are these who are anointed? Who are they? I want to know. We have not seen anybody that we count anointed, but tell us who are they. And the angel is going to say, it is this Zerubbabel man and it is Joshua. If you continue reading about Joshua, you see then at some point they are going to say, let's change his garments. He needs to have the right garment so that the job can be done, so that he can stand in the office. Why will this mountain come down? It will come down because of the anointing. Every child of God is anointed. Hallelujah. And you are not anointed like Aaron. You are anointed like Jesus. Because the Bible says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, chosen to show forth the praises of him that called us from darkness into his marvelous light. It means I am not just a priest. I am a priestly king. I stand in two offices. I stand in the office of a prince or king. Jesus purchased us for his father and has made us kings and priests unto him. The work of a priest is to mediate, is to offer sacrifice to God. But the work of a king is to make decrees. So I am a king, king priest, and therefore I am anointed. I have the anointing to speak to the mountain, and the mountain must respond. Not because of me, who is coming from Kenya or coming from Babylon for that matter, but because the anointing is coming from the Father. Why will this mountain be removed? Why will it become a plain? Because of God's grace. Hallelujah. Because of God's grace. We are recipients of grace. And that is why the Bible is saying Zerubbabel will put the memorial stone, but he's going to shout grace, grace, grace. Can you say grace? Grace, grace, grace. Prophesy to your neighbor, say grace, grace, more grace. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Those that you admire, that could be very successful, it's just because of grace. They received grace, and God is giving you grace, and God has given you grace. You are a recipient of grace. Hallelujah! 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 The mountain shall become a plain. The mountain shall become a plain. Your mountain shall become a plain. In the name of Jesus. Let's stand up on our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The mountain is becoming a plain. Your mountain is becoming a plain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your mountain shall not destroy you. In the name of Jesus. Your mountain shall not stop your destiny. Because there is grace. Because you have been appointed. Because you have been called. Because you have been empowered. Because God is on your side. Hallelujah! 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 Oh yes! I decree light in your path. Wherever you have seen darkness, may you see light. In the name of Jesus. 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 In this day, I decree light in your path. I decree light in your path. May what has been impossible become possible. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. If Zerubbabel by the Spirit built the temple, you will build for God. You are not called to sit, you are called to build. You can build. You are a builder. Hallelujah! 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 Speak to your mountain. Tell your mountain, you must disappear. Tell your mountain, you must be uprooted. Tell your mountain, you have become a plain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, this scripture we can preach here for the whole week. We can preach here for the whole week. But we only have a few minutes today. We can preach. I'm a Bible teacher. You know, the mountain is also speaking about the great, great, great kingdoms that were there. And those mountains will be destroyed. God destroyed Babylon. God destroyed Medo-Persia. God destroyed Greece. God destroyed the Roman Empire. And then he raised his own kingdom. This is a season of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Just in case you need me to pray for you, just come to the front. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You like us to believe God together? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sakabayando robo shire kenda la 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 babo. Yere kenda la 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 basila mayata la lama. Rekerenda la 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 basiko. Rekayanda la la baba sito boyata la ba. Siteleke landa la la ba yatolobo. Yere kende lelele kanda la 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 basuka. Rezeretele kanda la 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 ba. Robo soko boyata la ba. Rekanda la 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 basaya. Masira makatala makanda. Remo korobo boyata lama. Rezere telekenda lalaba. I want to join my faith with you. If you brothers, you can just come close here. Yeah, I want to join my faith with your faith. Just you can come close. I just want to join my faith with your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I want you to take a step of faith. I just want you to do a very simple thing. I want you to speak to your mountain. The mountain that could be standing before you. Sometimes as parents, even children can create a mountain for us. And we just become miserable. We may have worked and succeeded, but children can turn our success to be misery. Yeah. And so I don't know what mountain could be before you. But I have come as a prophet of God. And I'm just joining my faith with you this day to say to you that mountain is become a plain. This is the word of God. Why must your mountain become a plain? Because of the word of God. Not because of anything else. Because of the word of God. Because of the word of God. Hallelujah. And as I stand here as God's servant, I want to say to you, some of you, you laid your hand to God's work. God is saying, the way you laid your hand, you must know, you must finish. Because we don't begin things and then we don't finish. We must finish. Hallelujah. I want you to just lift up your hands to God in the name of Jesus. And I want you to, you can whisper to God. You know, as a king, you speak. And as you whisper, as you speak to God, I want you to speak and tell. I mean, speak to your issue. And I want you to tell it, yes, that this is a new season. And now you are uprooting it. You are uprooting it in the name of Jesus. And that you are receiving this word that has come to you today. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that every mountain is coming down, is every mountain is coming down, is uprooted, every mountain has become a plain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you told us to say, the mountain be uprooted, and I join my faith with my brother in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we are saying to every mountain, be uprooted today in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted. Let that mountain 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 be uprooted. Be uprooted right now from your roots. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Let every stone be removed. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted, my sister. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Today, I'm joining your faith. And we are saying, let it be uprooted. It may have stood for a long time, but let it be uprooted. It may appear so big, but let it be uprooted. We are uprooting you. We are joining hands and joining faith in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, even in the life of my daughter, let the mountain be uprooted. Let the mountain be uprooted. I decree the mountain is being uprooted. Let it be uprooted. For what is impossible with a man is possible with a God. Let the mountain be uprooted. Let the mountain be uprooted. Let the mountain be uprooted. Hallelujah. Let the mountain be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let it today. Let it be uprooted. And go to the sea of forgetfulness. It is becoming a reference of history. It is becoming a reference of testimony. And glory to your name. Let it be uprooted. Father, nothing can stand before you. I stand with your servant. I stand with my brother here. In the name of Jesus. Kurabayandarabo. Oh, Rabasakataraba. Rekatakalama kando. Rekarambara katanama. Zekelenda la 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 babasa. Lekatandalaba. The Lord is telling me, you have had sometimes a heavy heart, but God has brought a season of remembrance to you. Because God remembered Noah. Hallelujah. I sense a season of God remembering you. And things are going to work. Hallelujah. Things are going to start working in a different way in your life. In the name of Jesus. Where you didn't know joy, God is going to bring joy. going, God is shining his face upon you and favoring you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let that mountain be uprooted. Let that mountain be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Let it be planted in the sea. Let it become a plain. Today, today, today. Who are you, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, before this brother, you are zero. This is a man appointed. This is a man anointed. This is a man who is chosen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you. Rekana mazeka baba baba sai. Rekatalaba. Lekandalaba. Lekazaka bayanda. Rekatanama kazo. Rakataka mayanda. Hallelujah. I sense an anointing in the house. I sense an anointing in the house. I sense an anointing in the house. Oh yes. An anointing for a new beginning. An anointing for a new glory. An anointing for soaring like an eagle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May your hands be strengthened. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't despise this day. This is a historical day. This is a historical day. Hallelujah. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Hallelujah. Pastor Tony, this is your word. It is your word. You are God, Zerubbabel. Hallelujah. And the mountain shall become a plain. The mountain shall become a plain. Hallelujah. You will not know how it has happened, but the mountain will become a plain. The mountain will become a plain. The mountain. The mountain will become a plain. Hallelujah. In our church, I like prophesying to people. Sometimes when you prophesy to people, you may seem like you are lying. But that is the work of a prophet. Because a prophet is a recipient of God's word. Even when Zechariah was receiving this word, he's saying, I was like the one who is, like someone who is sleeping. But he's still telling me to say this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This work, hallelujah, hallelujah, the difficulties are melting. Amen. And the glory of God is coming upon your lives. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Bishop. We appreciate you. How many of you have received, how many of you received the word of the Lord? Amen. Say, that is my word. That is my word. My mountains shall become a plain. Wow. What a powerful word. That is my word as well. Amen. We've learned, being reminded to speak to our mountains. Didn't you like that part where it says sometimes we speak to God and we fail to speak to our mountains? We also need to speak to our mountains because God has given us the power to speak to our mountains as well. Thank you so much, Bishop. We appreciate you for obeying the Lord and honoring us with your presence. We know there are so many places you could have gone, but you chose to come and grace us with your presence. And we know that our lives have changed. Our lives will never be the same. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to bring our announcements real quick. And you can read through our announcements there. I don't think there's... that is out of the ordinary. You can read up there. Last Friday, we had a powerful kesha at All Living Well Church. And please, I would like to ask you to continue praying for Pastor Musau. He is really, really not feeling well. And we have a monthly kesha that is organized by the DFW pastors. And very soon, we are going to announce to you. I'll be letting you know where the next kesha is going to be. We had a powerful, powerful time on Friday, just seeking the face of the Lord. Every Friday we meet here also between the hours of 7 to 10:30, and we just come here to seek the face of the Lord. Amen. So if you have availability, you can come, and we can come here and just abandon ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Now, this meeting is for everyone. It is not just set for special people. It is for anybody who has time to come and talk to you, to the Lord. You know, it is for your benefit. I wish we can have this place open every single day. You know, we had an occasion whereby people were saying, oh, let us postpone that Kesha. And I was saying, you know what? Kesha is not for anybody. It is for your benefit. When we have time to come and speak to our God, it is our lives that are changed. Amen? So if you come, if you have time, come. I'll be here. And we'll be here with my wife, and we'll be coming to seek the face of the Lord. And you can join us as we come upon the name of the Lord. Amen? Let me see. Well, today, who is giving us, who is serving us today? Sister Lorraine, would like to know who is serving us today. We have the ECC youth that are blessing us today. We have Susan on. Femi is not here. I don't think Martin is here. So please, I think the parents of those kids that we have here maybe shall be able to help us. And any other lady who can volunteer to serve us, let us be there so that we can help our youth even as they serve us today. Praise the Lord. Next week we'll have the Simon family. They'll be blessing us, and you can read the names there. Praise the Lord. Today we want to pray for Pastor John Dumi and his wife. They'll be leaving for Kenya to attend their son's wedding, and so I'm going to ask them to come over here so that we may pray for them. We have our families. We have James Move and his family. They're in Kenya. We also have Francis. He's also in Kenya. And let us continue to pray for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't you stretch your hands? When are you leaving, Pastor Menlam? This coming Thursday? Wow, everybody's going to Kenya. My turn is also going to come. Praise the Lord. Stretch your hands as we pray for these servants of God, even as they go to Kenya. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to commit your servants, Lord, even unto your hands as they fly out on Thursday. Lord, I pray that you shall be with them, Lord, in the airspace, oh Lord. I pray that they'll experience trouble-free flight all the way from DFW to Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. Lord, and even as they land and travel by road, Lord, I pray that you shall protect them. I pray that your angels will encamp round about them, and that, Lord, you shall be with them in every endeavor and every planning that they have in Kenya. And even as they attend their son's wedding, Lord, I pray that it shall be a jovial occasion. Lord, it shall be trouble-free in the name of Jesus. Your angels shall encamp around about them. There will be provision. There will be joy in every family gathering that they will have in the name of the Lord. Lord, I pray that you shall grant them favor, even in the people that they are planning to meet, O Lord. Any business transactions and anything that they might be wanting to do in Kenya, Lord, I pray that the grace that makes everything easy will accompany them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we promise that we shall be praying for them until they come back to us, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because your divine favor is accompanying them, O Lord. And we give you praise and honor. Thank you, Lord, even as we send them, you're going to go. Your hand that is strong shall accompany them, and you shall bring them back to us safely. We give you praise and we honor your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And I'd like to give them, you know, a chance to ask for salamus. Maybe, you know, sometimes when you go to places, you want to greet the people and you don't want to greet them. If you don't send them with greetings, they're not going to greet anybody.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. We want to request for greetings. I'll be ministering in Pastor Mwema's church. Oh, okay. That is the Gospel Community Church, yes, in Nakuru. So definitely I'll tell them here. Thank you so much. God bless you. Yeah, and also our family members. And thank you. Just pray for us as we go, that God will give us a good time there. Thank you so much, Bishop. Yeah, thank you so much. He has been a blessing to us even when we were in Happy Church, those days. During the conferences, the maturity conference. Yeah, so I still remember you. And you're saying you're getting older, but you're still, I don't see the age coming in there. So, and the messages are still as powerful as they used to be. God bless you so much and continue to strengthen you and to anoint you.
All right, we want to give unto the Lord right now. Amen. We can release ourselves and we can go to the fellowship area. And please, as you give today, we want to be a blessing to the man of God. So give up and above what you usually would give today. Amen. If you want to add $100 there, please do. And so that we can bless the man of God who came to minister to us. Can we do that, church? Can we do that? Have you received the word of the Lord? Amen. So whatever you are giving, give up and above. I usually really don't desist from the idea of we give an offering and then I ask you to come and bless the man of God. So why don't you just write one big check and so that we can get out of there. Amen. Instead of doing a bracadabla. You know, sometimes people do a bracadabla. We don't want to do that. So write a good check so that we can bless the man of God. Praise God. Amen. And as we give, I will ask Sister Lorraine to give us a number. Amen. And by the way, we would like, wait a minute. As we give, we would like to recognize those that are with us for the very first time. Do you have very first time in this church building? Anyway, job. Yeah, we would like to give you an opportunity so that you can greet us. Amen. As you write your checks.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, the pastor made it clear in this building. We visited before in the other building, and it's always a blessing when Psalms 133 says that, "Behold, how good and blessed for brethren to come together in unity." I'm always blessed whenever I find Kenyans worshiping. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did I lose you? Yeah, I'm always blessed whenever I find Kenyans worshiping. It reminds me of home, and I go home trying to be better, trying to achieve more, trying to have more of the Spirit. I'll pass this mic to my wife.
Yes, said it all.
All right, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, praise God.
Praise the name of the Lord. God is good and all the time. My name is Wanjiru Moshori. Most of you must be knowing my mom. I'm happy and I'm blessed to be here with all of you. It is a joy. My heart is always beaming. She is fine and she sends her regards. I should have come with her, but because of one and two issues, it's not this time around, but I believe by next year she will be here. Yes, and her heart always prays for everyone in this church. So today it's a blessing because she's always telling me, my church, Pastor Tony, and I'm like, oh God. And she has such beautiful stories about everyone who's here. It's like I even know everyone because every day is a new day with a new story. This happened, this used to happen, and I know most of you know she never keeps quiet. So she said hello to everyone. Just continue praying for her, but she's well. Okay, thank you.
Bless you. We also have Purity's dad is here with us. I would like him to say hi to us.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, I'm still here, and I will be with you for some time. Yeah, so we shall be together. Yeah. And whenever Sunday comes, you.
Amen.
Thank you very much, and God bless
you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. It's good to see you. We also have my friends here from all the way from Zambia. Not really. From the U.S.
My name is Alan Chisuta. I come from Zambia originally, but I was in Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been there for almost 10 years now. So I have just moved here. So it was nice to be in the house of the Lord. Yes, and I think your pastor is going to also be my mentor. Because I just heard from my friend that he's a big whatever transporter here. So he's going to be mentoring me too. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Sammy. Yeah, no, church.
Greetings. My name is Samuel Katete. I'm currently from Zambia, but I live in Dallas. And it's always an honor just to be here and just to fellowship and just to be in the praise of the Lord. Yeah, Pastor Tony and Bishop Runji, I've known them for some time, and they've really been a blessing to my life and also to my spiritual walk. Thank you so much for everything.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So, Pastor Chi, you got your countrymen there. Last but not least, we have Alan. He has not been with us.
Actually, it's only one Sunday. Last Sunday only. Otherwise, I'm still around.
All right. It's great, and it's wonderful to have church today.